Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I'll go and direct you to the second book of the Kings, chapter 4 and verse 13. The second book of the Kings, chapter 4 and verse 13. And he said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care, what is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. The second book of the Kings, chapter 4 and verse 13, And he said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. Tried to look a little of the wonderful care that she showed so lovingly to Elisha this morning, and how the Lord wonderfully cares for his dear people. And I want to begin by looking first of all at the wondrous work, really, of the whole Trinity of God in caring for his dear people. You think of the wonderful care God the Father showed in sending his beloved Son into this earth. There we see the eternal care of God the Father himself. Oh, how in love God the Father gave his beloved Son. And then we see the wonderful care of the precious Son of God in coming. And especially when we think of the great agonies that he was to endure to redeem his dear church, his dear bride from all her sin. Oh, the loving care of the beloved Son of God. And how he cared for those that were upon the earth in trouble and distress while he was here. You think of those that were delivered from the onslaughts of Satan and from sin because he lovingly cared for them. And those that were in deep affliction, how he so cared for them and healing them and restoring them and blessing them. And then you think of the great agonies that he endured. One said, what he endured, no tongue can tell, to save our souls from death and hell. Oh, the care of the precious Son of God. And then, as he laid down his precious life at Calvary, and you think even, and I would name it very lovingly, the care that he showed to his beloved mother and to those sorrowing women, even when he was in his agonies upon the cross. And how he spoke to the disciples concerning them. And then how he cared for the dying thief in those last moments of his life. And oh, the care. And may the Lord sweetly assure us as we try to look at this morning those beautiful words, for he careth for you. And because he so cared for his dear people, he laid down that precious life that he might take it again. And oh, what a blessed day that resurrection morn was, wasn't it? We see the gracious, loving care of a risen Christ. To dear Mary Magdalene, to the dear godly women, and to the dear disciples, and to so many. And may we know it in our hearts in this dark and solemn day. For he careth for you. And here, as the dear woman cared, thou hast been careful with, for us, with all this care. And you know, the dear prophet was so humbled by it, wasn't he? But then think of the wonderful care of the Holy Spirit. How he cares for his dear people, feeding their souls with that bread from heaven, quickening into life when we are dead and lifeless and cold, because he cares for us. And then conveying the blessings of heaven down to the poor needy sinner when they're in sorrow, to convey that comfort down when they're tempted to convey the deliverance down from the Saviour. And oh, then we think of his care in applying the word with power. May not God's word just be as print on the page to us, or just words when it is preached, but oh, may there be that blessed power of the Holy Ghost accompanying the word and applying it to our souls. Well, much could be said upon that, but it so rested upon me as we left the subject this morning. Thou hast been careful for us with all this care. But then he desires to reward the dear woman for all the care she had shown. And what does he say? What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king, or to the captain of the host? You know, if those that care for us and lovingly care for us in so many ways, we do desire, don't we, and Elisha did, to reward her. But what does she say? She didn't want any reward for it, did she? Why? Because it was all done in love. Now, there are a few things here I just want to mention. First of all, we see in this dear woman gracious contentment. She didn't want anything for it. She'd done it all in love. And all the contentment the Lord had given her. It's a wonderful thing, you know, real godly contentment. The apostle took it up in writing to the Hebrews, didn't he, when he said, "And be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." The apostle, in writing to Timothy, he spoke of this godliness with contentment, is great gain. It is something, you know, we need the Lord to give us, that gracious contentment, submission to his mind, to his will in all things. You think of many of the old saints, they had little of this earth, but all the contentment they were blessed with. They didn't covet this or that or something else, did they? They were content with what the Lord had given them. And here, this dear woman, she was so content with what she was in and what she'd done, because the Lord was in it all. And when we can feel the Lord is in it all, it may be in your afflictions you're walking through, it may be in the trials you're having to pass through, and yet the Lord gives you sweet contentment. You haven't had anything altered. Why? Because the Lord is with you in it, and he's given you that blessed contentment to be submissive to his mind and to his will. But then we find the sweet answer that she was enabled to give to Gehazi, as God's messenger through Elisha. Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the house? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. She was so submissive to be among them, you see, feeling it and counting it a gracious privilege to be among them. I dwell among mine own people. You may have wondered why we read together those two chapters in the book of Ruth. It seemed to so rest upon me, thinking upon the text. You see, how dear Ruth was willing to dwell among his people. She didn't want any other people, did she? When Naomi put them to the test, Ruth and Orpah, to go back to their gods and to their people, there are two vital things here. First of all, she clave to Naomi. Nothing could deter her from going with her. Oh, may we be ever cleaving to the Lord, cleaving to his word, cleaving to his ways, cleaving to his people, and cleaving to God's house. But Ruth clave unto her. But then we find this. She, Ruth, said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. She wanted to dwell with them, you see, lodge with them. Now, where are you dwelling, and where am I this afternoon? Are we dwelling with the wicked and with the ungodly, because many are? Or are we like dear Ruth, dwelling with his dear people, like this dear Shunammite woman? I dwell among mine own people. They're content with them, being fed by the Lord, being blessed by the Lord, by being given peace by the Lord. Dwelling with them. She says, I will go with thee, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. She wanted to dwell with them while she was here, you see, and dwell with them in eternity. She says, thy people shall be my people, and thy God. And I often think of this, you know. She goes further. And where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. She even wanted her mortal remains, her dust, to be found amongst God's dear people, even to die with them. But there was another reason why we read that second chapter, and these few verses. You see, Ruth had so clave to Naomi and cared for her. And Boaz saw this, just like with the Shunammite woman, how she had done so much in caring for Elisha and Gehazi. And what did Boaz say to dear Ruth? And Boaz answered and said unto her, "It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore." And then this beautiful word: "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." Oh, what sacred words, aren't they? "The Lord recompense thy work." And you see, this is what the Shunammite woman desired. The Lord would recompense her. Not any man to recompense her. Not even Elisha to. But the Lord would reward her. And you think how the Lord wonderfully was to reward Ruth. "And a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." Now you think in your soul this afternoon, whose wings are you coming under to trust? "Thou art come to trust." She was to trust in the wings of the Saviour, those wings of love and of goodness and of mercy in spite of all our sin. And I must hasten. And she answered, "I dwell among mine own people." You know, there were no people to this Shunammite woman or to dear Ruth like God's dear people. And you know, all these years since this word was recorded, there's no people to God's people like his people. And oh, may it be put in the heart of each of us to cleave close to them right till we breathe our last breath. Many, sadly, have forsaken Zion's ways. Many have not clave to them. But, oh, may it be laid deep in our hearts that we might cleave to them and to dwell among them. Now, I had hoped to look at this in several ways, this dwelling. I'll just briefly hint at one or two things. First of all, she said, "I dwell among mine own people." Now, where are we dwelling? Are we dwelling with the world, or are we dwelling with his people? Because we can't dwell with both. And if we're dwelling with his people, we should long for the Lord to dwell in us. Oh, we were. So, and why did she desire to dwell among his people? Because the Lord was with them. Oh, he was. You think of the disciples in John chapter 1. This question was asked of the Saviour. They asked the Saviour this question: "Where dwellest thou?" Now, where does the Lord dwell? He dwells among his people. Oh, he does. He dwells in his word. He dwells in the hearts of his dear children. He makes his dwelling there. And his dear people want to dwell with him. This is why they want to, like the Shunammite woman, to dwell with his people. I dwell among mine own people. And there was no people to her like the Lord's dear people. She clave close like Ruth did to them. But then, there's another point I just want to briefly name about this dear woman. We notice in the opening remarks this morning what the Holy Spirit said concerning her, that she was a great woman. Why did the Holy Spirit and the Lord record that concerning her? She was a great sinner, but she needed a great Saviour. What about you and what about me? She knew what it was to feel the greatness of her sin, and the greatness of the need was found in her to need the dear Redeemer. Oh yes, what a mercy we have a great High Priest that intercedes for his dear people. But another thing about this, she was a great woman. What was she great in? Not in her own eyes, but great in the eyes of the Lord, because in her he'd given great faith. And let me just pursue that, because it was so manifested, you see, the Lord was to wonderfully reward her by giving her a son. But naturally it looked an impossibility she'd ever have. And the Lord rewarded her for all her care to the servant of God with this child. But oh, you look at the trial she went through. And the child died. But look at the dear woman, how great her faith was. That's the point. What about us? We read of those in the Word of God, don't we, in the Acts of the Apostles, of great faith. And look at it regarding this dear woman, when the child lay dead and she went to her husband. And she said this, "Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again." And what did he say to her? "Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath." And here we see her faith. She said, "It shall be well." And yet the child lay dead. "It shall be well." A woman of great faith. May we, and it's rested upon me so much, have that great faith given to us, whatever we may be in this afternoon, to believe this. And she did. "It shall be well." And yet, the child lay dead. He looked impossible, didn't he? And then when Gehazi went to meet her and put that searching question, and I would put it to my own heart and to you just briefly this afternoon, "Is it well with thee? Is it well with thine husband? Is it well with the child?" And here we see her faith, a great woman, and she said, "It is well. It is well." And may the Lord sweetly convey that to us this afternoon, whatever we may have to walk through, it is well. The hymn writer said, "It is well while life endure, and well when called to die. And may it be so with us each. But not only was she a great woman in faith, she was a great woman in love. Love to the Lord, love to his dear people, love to his servants, and look how it was manifested here. Great love. And then she was a woman of great courage. Oh, that we might have that God-given courage to venture on in the journey. There was much against her, wasn't it? You look how wonderfully the Lord appeared. And the great faith she was given, she proved it. And how the child was raised, wasn't he? Into life. And oh, as we read in the concluding verse this morning, and he said to Gehazi, I call this Shunammite, and he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. And she went in and fell at his feet. Oh, how wonderful. Just like Ruth did, fell at the feet of Boaz. And fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. She could truly praise the Lord's holy name, couldn't she? The Lord had been with her all what she'd had to go through. And the Lord richly rewarded her. She didn't need the reward of Elisha or the reward of any man. The Lord will reward her. What do we read? The Lord, he said it to Ruth, Boaz did, recompense thy work and a full reward be given thee. Of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Well, I've scratched around the surface of this. May the Holy Spirit grant us the religion this dear Shunammite woman had. And if he's pleased to grant it, it'll be well with us while life endures and well when called to die.